These.
Pick up football.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro Picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
It is now time for the Michael K. Show Pro Picks, and it's brought to you by Bud Light. I am in first place with 48 points and a record of 25-17 after going 2-1 in a 5-point week in week 14. Michael's in second place with 46 points, a record of 23-19. He went 1-2 with a 3-point week. And Peter, coming up the rear, 3 points back of Michael, 5 points back of me. He's got 43 points, a record of 500 at 21-21 after going 2-1 in a 5-point week.
And 19 and 10 since week 9. But it's okay, keep going.
19 and 10 since week 9. So not only is our special guest available on 98.7 ESPN New York, but he's also available on Yes, and it is Michael K.
This is so fugazi. What a joke.
Why is it fugazi?
I mean,
you don't want me to make the picks?
You can't do the show. You're off. But you not only call in from, you know, some sort of remote dedication, you just jump. You're fully on the show.
Yeah.
For this segment. Is...
Listen, I every time I tune into the show over the last 2 days, all you guys do is talk about how bad I am, how you don't need me.
No.
How, I was the one who killed trivia, although the ratings would prove that I was right.
Wow.
You're trying to change the rules on the way we pick in week 15. I guess I'm a complete anchor to the show. I just weigh you all down, don't I?
Well, this will make you feel better.
Why don't you both leave?
This will make you feel better, Michael. The Michael K. Show parody page. Ask the question, do you enjoy TMKS ESPN with all three guys on it or just when it's Don and Peter? The Kayla Show. 59 votes in, still an hour and 16 minutes to go. Full K Show, 78%. Kayla Show, 22%.
Well, I'm quite sure that both of you voted Kayla Show because you
guys
want me
vote,
gone.
And I would never
You guys want me gone, it's clear. And I see a lot of the people on Twitter want me gone too. One day, it'll happen. Don't worry.
Wow. This is sad.
Sooner than you think.
Wow. Wow.
All right, I go first because I won the week and I'm in first
place. Why don't you do that?
I am going to do something I haven't done all year long, Peter.
Be humble.
Okay.
And Michael. What did you say, Michael?
Be humble.
Wow. Look who's talking.
Two.
That wasn't very good.
The movie?
No, I'm going to select both local games. But I'll get to that in a second because my one-point play is going to be those Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo!
They're in Denver to take on the Broncos. Do you realize Josh Allen has a quarterback rating of 89.2 against the blitz? And is Denver going to be able to get to him if they don't blitz? Which means it could be a really big day, Allen to Diggs all day. I think the Bills cover the 5.5 in Denver. And may clinch the division. If they win Saturday and then the Dolphins lose to the Patriots, they will win their first division title in 25 years. I like the Bills to cover the 5.5 on Saturday. That's tomorrow for my one-point play.
Okay.
My two-point play, and this could work out for me both ways, being a Giant fan and being wrong, unless they lose and it's still not the spread. You know, listen, how are the Giants winning against the Browns? How are they? You know, you got Landry to contend with, no Bradbury because of COVID-19. Either a compromised Jones or Colt McCoy as your quarterback, it's just not a recipe. Now, the line jumped from 4.5 to 6.5, but it's still under a touchdown. I think the Giants can hang because I do think they play with a lot of effort, but you saw what happened against Arizona. When you're not scoring points, you know, the defense is eventually going to crack. So as long as I'm still under a touchdown, even if the Giants hang, I still think Cleveland covers the 6.5. Giants are always a disaster on national television as well. I like the Browns to cover the 6.5 as my two-point play.
Mm-hmm.
And much like last week, with money on the ground with a handle easy to pick it up, what state are the Jets in right now? They had to travel to Seattle, get blown out 40-3, travel all the way back to Florham Park, and then just travel all the way back to Los Angeles again against the Rams team that needs the game. They're tied with Seattle for the first place in the division. It's 17.5, but really, what number would scare you? It's a lot, but I'm not scared. My three-point play, the Rams cover the 17.5 at home against the Jets. So I've got the Rams minus 17.5 for 3, Browns minus 6.5 for 2, Bills minus 5.5, -5.5 for one. Those are my picks for Week 15.
Very good stuff, Donald LaGreca. Very good stuff from you. Thoughtful. Interesting. I will pick next. You ready?
Yes.
Well, I am going to stay in the NFC East for my one-point game, Don. And I admit, it's a bit of a weird pick, but I've been a little funky recently, but it's been working out. So I'm going to try it again. And that would be the Dallas Cowboys at home against your San Francisco 49ers. The 49ers are favored by 2.5 points against the Cowboys in Dallas. Listen, I don't know what the Cowboys are. They're certainly weird, but last week they looked pretty good, and they are still in contention. San Francisco is just beat up, guys. I mean, RJ could tell you better than anyone. Somehow, they managed to stay with Washington yesterday, last week. But let's remember, Washington couldn't score last week. They got all their points on defense. The 49ers could do absolutely nothing. The Cowboys are dogs at home. They're still alive in the NFC East, and I just don't think the Niners have it. They put up a good effort this year. Think it's time to pack it in. Nick Mullins does not have enough. I'll go with the boys for 1 point. My 2-point pick would be an AFC East game as well, Don, but not Buffalo, though I like that pick. I am going to take, it's 2020, and I am picking the Miami Dolphins to beat the New England Patriots.
Nice pick. I thought about it.
I mean, it's -1.5 for the Dolphins at home. And when you really think about it, this Patriots team, sort of like the 49ers, they've been doing everything they can to hold on, and I appreciate the effort. But ultimately, they don't seem to have it, especially on offense. They don't have the weapons. Cam has not been very good. And I'll tell you what, the Dolphins are pretty good. They're in playoff contention. They're 2 full games better than the Patriots. 8 wins already, and they're only favored by 1.5 at home. Give me the kid and the Dolphins -1.5 for my 2-point play. And lastly, you guys know I do not like taking the Kansas City Chiefs. Their numbers are entirely too high, and they can never seem to cover those monster numbers. The only way you could bet them is if you get them with a short line. And what do we have this week? The Kansas City Chiefs playing the best team in the NFC, the New Orleans Saints, in the game of the week, and the Chiefs are only favored by 2.5. Give me my 3 points. I'll heartily put them on the Kansas City Chiefs, who are getting Drew Brees back fresh off that multi-rib injury. We don't know what he has. I know one thing. Kansas City is the best team in football. The Saints are very good. But if I can get the Chiefs at less than a field goal, I will take it. The Chiefs for 3, the Dolphins for 2, and the Cowboys for 1. Those are my picks.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, I will go now. My 1 point pick, I am going to take the Seahawks over the Washington football team. It's tough because Washington is covered in 4 straight games, but they're playing without their quarterback, and we'll see what Dwayne Haskins is about.
I consider this pick, Michael.
Excuse me?
I consider this pick
against your team?
I did. It's just so hard to picture them generating a ton of offense, and this Seattle offense is good.
Now, obviously, you worry about Washington's pass rush, but if there's a quarterback that can avoid a pass rush, it's Hey Seattle, Russell Wilson. So the number's 5.5. I'll give it, gladly, and I'll take the Seahawks in. Where do they play?
It's Washington.
Is it Washington, D.C.? No, it's not.
No.
Landover. No, it's not Landover.
Oh, you're looking for the exact location?
Yes.
It's Landover, Maryland.
Thank you.
Ral John, to be exact, named after Jack Kent Cook's 2 sons, Ralph and John.
Interesting. My 2-point pick, we got the Titans against the Lions.
Or the who?
I like to say the Titans against the Lions.
Sure.
This was an 8-point spread, by the way. It's now up to 11.5.
Yeesh.
I'm staying with it because Stafford hurt his ribs last week. Detroit 31st in defensive efficiency. Mm. The Titans have scored 30 or more points in the last four games.
Wow.
And here's something else to consider. The Lions allow 132.8 yards per game on the ground.
Hmm.
And that happens to be a pretty good running back that the Titans have. Derrick Henry is trying to get to 2,000 yards, so he's going to need three big games. He has 1,532. I think they're going to run him and run him and run him and just keep putting points up on the board. Hopefully Stafford doesn't play. And if he does play, I hope that he is obviously a little bit short on what he usually is. So that's my two-point play. The three-point play, the Colts are taking on the Texans. Now, they played 2 weeks ago, and the Colts won 26-20. Now the line is 7.5. It is in Indianapolis. I'm going to take the Colts. I'll grab the Colts here. I think the Texans got embarrassed last week. I actually picked them, and I just think that they're going to give up now. They've got nothing to play for. The Colts 2 weeks ago sacked Deshaun Watson 5 times. I think they'll do more of that. The Texans have a hard time protecting Watson. I believe they've given up 48 sacks this year. So that is my three-point pick. The Colts -7.5. The two-point pick, the Titans -11.5. And the Seahawks at the Washington football team -5.5.
I'm going to tell you, some terrific picks.
Are my three picks.
And those are the pro picks brought to you by Bud Light. When game day is a go, there's a Bud Light there. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the New York Jets. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. They have helped the lives of many and continue to be just a phone call or click away. 800-GAMBLER. Support, treatment, hope. Peter, it was great to have Michael here. Bonus Michael here.
I don't like that he thinks we don't love him either. It's not right.
I don't know. All I could do is listen and see what you guys say.
On,
and
stop it.
It's
hurtful. The one who it's did actually a whole hurtful. Show with one of Callie's bears sitting in my seat because you didn't have to work with somebody.
I did hear about that.
We have fun back and forth, but we miss you.
No. But you guys are kidding on the square.
No.
I know exactly what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. I loved bringing back the trivia. And I
all
love
right, so
the
who
fact
you leaving
that
out?
I was able to beat Bob on a question that I'm surprised
you
didn't
out?
Know.
Who are you taking out? So you're not going to cover what the Mets or the Yankees do or the Jets or the Giants? Who are you taking out? Who are you taking out? What 15-minute segment are you losing because you want to play trivia? Who are you taking out?
And also, what? I don't know. Do we know that the ratings were poor for them?
No, we know that the decision we made, the ratings were great. We'll find out for sure on Monday, but the ratings have been great. Great.
Terrific.
Well, they're great because of you, Michael, and love
you. No, that's not true. Obviously, I'm a hindrance.
Well, there's a saying I have off the air, and it applies here about you.
Hmm. What's that? Oh.
If I'm not doing something, then I'm disrespecting you.
Pete, do you buy that?
I remember that statement now. I don't think you can say it on the air.
I can't, but I think it applies here. I think it applies here. Michael, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your holiday, and we will see you on January 4th.
When are we making the picks next week?
We'll make them on Wednesday because that's my last day, right? Because I'm not going to make them on, nothing on Christmas. So Wednesday, Peter's off, but if you want to pop back on again Wednesday.
No, I can see this bothers you, so I'll just text
it. No, it doesn't bother me.
No, I'll text it to
Anthony. Nice. I'll be by myself. I'll be flying solo. I might need you to save the show.
No. I'll text it to Anthony.
All right, we got clock integrity. We got some issues, so we will talk to you on the 4th of January. That's Michael K.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.